On Breakfast earlier this week, the Federal Environment Minister, Greg Hunt, made the case for the government's application for the World Heritage Committee to delist 74,000 hectares of tall forests from the Tasmanian Wilderness World Heritage Area.
Last year, amid enormous local controversy, 170,000 was added. We have supported and maintained 100 of that 170,000, which comprises every element of national park and reserve. What has been put to the committee for reconsideration is 117 degraded or logged areas. So these are areas which many people feel should never have been included because they significantly detract from what is one of the great World Heritage Areas.
That's the Environment Minister Greg Hunt speaking to us earlier in the week on RN Breakfast. And you'd think, I guess, that the timber industry would really be in favour of this prospect of access to long disputed areas such as the Upper Florentine, the Weld and the Great Western Tiers. But the forest sector is nervous that rekindling a fight over World Heritage Areas will destroy the 14-month-old Tasmanian Forest Agreement. Some in the forest sector are nervous anyway. Our environment editor, Greg Borschman, reports.
You always know that the political heat is on when people won't talk, publicly at least. It's happened in Tasmania this week. Timber industry voices initially spoke out critically of federal government plans to delist parts of the Tasmanian Wilderness World Heritage Area. Then, curiously, nothing. But that silence was far from support or agreement for the Commonwealth plans. Off the record, one industry spokesman was scathing. The moves were, quote, dumb as dog shit, unquote. But one voice still prepared to go public belongs to James Neville Smith.
You know, as you can probably tell, I'm pretty passionate about the whole issue of forestry. I always have been, and I will continue to be. And I'm very excited, frankly, about what this agreement means. I'm very excited to sit across the table from people like Lyndon Schneiders at the Wilderness Society and talking pragmatically about forestry. It's a breath of fresh air, I can assure you.
James Neville Smith is Executive Chair of Neville Smith Forest Products. It's a third-generation family company, one of the three remaining sawmilling groups in Tasmania. The agreement he's talking about is the Tasmanian Forests Agreement, thrashed out over 3 years by the timber industry, unions and key environment groups. It promised to end more than 20 years of conflict in Tasmania's forests. So, has it worked? James Neville Smith again.
Well, look, I mean, we've hardly had a lot of time to, you know, leverage the critical elements of the agreement. And, of course, right now we're in an electoral cycle, so we're seeing the agreement being hacked apart at the moment, but I'm sure we'll survive.
The reference to the electoral cycle is the upcoming March 15 Tasmanian election. Simply, old animosities are being stirred up. The agenda is twofold. Make sure that the environment movement never again gets a seat at the table in these or any other industry negotiations. And to help get Liberal leader Will Hodgman elected as the next Premier of Tasmania. So if the forest agreement is hacked apart, would that be a return to the bad old days? James Neville Smith again.
Well, look, to some extent it would. I mean, if the agreement falls over, it's a shame. I mean, we go back to, you know, the traditional old debate. Now, but the point I'll make is that if the agreement falls over, I just don't see how it can. We want stability in the forest industries, and I think the community of Tasmania wants and deserves stability as well.
Do you get that stability if you're offered logs from a former World Heritage Area? Like, you're a timber processor. If the federal government is successful in having parts of this World Heritage Area delisted, would those trees, would those logs be simply too hot to handle?
Oh, look, you know, and the reality is we buy certified timber. Currently, we have an Australian standard, and as long as it's certified, you know, I sleep at night very comfortably.
But again, I ask the question, would you process disputed logs from an area that had been deemed World Heritage?
Yes. Greg, I'll process any logs that are certified. Now, I've got logs coming into my operations at the moment that are regrowth, that have been agreed upon by the environmental movement in general, but there are still people who protest. There are still people who don't want my operations to operate at all. So I'm not going to get into the debate of whether I'll take logs from this area or that area. I can't afford to do that.
But clearly you don't want to buy a fight with the environment movement.
No, I don't. But I have a fight with it. I mean, you know, the environmental movement, in a very small element today, they are still protesting against the existence of any form of forest industry. So we're splitting hairs on the discussion.
The Wilderness Society, for its part, says timber products from a World Heritage area, whether delisted or not, would never gain acceptance in the international marketplace. Lyndon Schneiders is National Campaign Director for the Wilderness Society.
Are those logs likely to ever get certification? No, not from the Wilderness Society perspective, they can't. However, what we're committed to doing is working with the timber industry to identify those areas of native forest that can be certified for future native forest logging. Are they going to be areas that are in the existing World Heritage Area? Of course not. That's hot wood. That's deeply controversial wood. And what we're trying to do with the industry in Tasmania is actually introduce non-controversial wood into the timber market, wood that's got the green tick, wood that doesn't involve logging old growth and rainforests, wood that has the highest environmental standards, and wood that can be promoted across the world as being genuinely sustainable.
And that's the breakthrough concession industry hasn't dared dream about for decades. It's the latest tangible sign that key environment groups don't support the long campaign to end all logging in native forests. So, over the next year or two, the plan is to develop new, more internationally accepted forest stewardship certification for sustainable native forest logging. Tasmania will be the crucible for the future of the industry. It's likely to mean the end of the existing cobbled-together Australian forestry standard. It's a standard that's not supported by environment groups, many forest scientists, or, increasingly, the global markets. So, working with environment groups, James Neville Smith is adamant he sees a future for native forest logging.
Of course I do, and so does a large majority of the environmental movement. I mean, you know, we can't just throw the baby out with the bathwater just because of one particular area. I accept that this is a very unfortunate situation where you've got the agreement that's just been struck that's headed into a political cycle, and we're now talking about whether or not the agreement will survive. But let me tell you something. The fact that the environmental groups and the industry have sat around the table for as long as they have, they've established a degree of trust and a common ground where we see sustainable forestry as part of the future. I mean, it's ludicrous in this country in 2014 that we're still talking about whether or not we should be cutting down a tree and replanting it. I mean, they're doing it all over the world because it's one of the most renewable and sustainable resources we've got. I mean, Tasmania and the rest of the country need to move on. The debate needs to mature, and the agreement that we put together was the first step of that.
That's James Neville Smith, Executive Chair of Neville Smith Forest Products, ending that report from our environment editor, Greg Borschmann.